you feel like you've been on a treadmill now for a long time. It's like you just can't seem to go anywhere. You're frustrated. At times you feel like there's no direction. But today, the treadmill begins slowing down and it's going to stop. You're going to begin to understand direction and things that you've been looking for, you're going to find them. Things that you've been confused about, the confusion is going to clear up. This day begins a new chapter of your life. This day, you have stepped from a room that is shadowy into a room where there is light. This day marks the beginning of new things for you. Don't turn back now. Don't turn back now. Because there are so many of my chosen who are desperately hungry for me. In the days to come, there will be more and more voices raised that will be speaking truth. No longer will it be just a voice here and a voice there, and a church here and a church there. But there are many voices that are being raised up, and there is going to be a flood of truth sweep through this land and through this world. The answers are coming. The answers to many of the questions that you've had are coming, and they are coming swiftly, but you must be quick to hear. For if you are not quick to hear, and if you harden your heart to the voices of my servants, you will miss me. You will miss what I am doing, and you will remain where you are. But this is not my will. It is my will that you go deeper into me as others are. But be prepared for criticism and be prepared for persecution. For as I have told you in my word, if they've done these things to me, they will do these things to you. However, I am moving. And I have not waited until this day to move, but I have had to wait until my vessels made it possible for me to move through them and into this world. And more and more and more are doing this. And this is why you are going to see revival. Do not stop now. Do not stop now. Keep going. Keep going. And keep receiving from me. And you are going to see a move of my power and my grace and my glory that your generation has never seen and has never recorded. Lord says that these things have always been in my word. It's just that strategically placed religious teaching put there by the enemy has caused you to overlook these things and not recognize them for what they are. But I say to you, if you will continue to draw closer to me, the religious blinders are going to be removed, and you're going to begin to see what you will think of as new revelation in my word. But it's always been there. But to you, it will be a new revelation. And I say that you have begun a path that is going to destroy much, and yes, even all of your religion if you'll stay on this path. For you see, my truth, once it is revealed, once it is released, once it is received, it will always cast out the lie. So be prepared for more and more and more of my word and truth to be revealed to you. For you are in for a very exciting journey. The Lord said that there are waves of glory headed in this direction. It's like standing on the seashore, looking out across the water, and you can see the waves coming. The Lord said the wave is coming. And it won't just be one wave. It is going to be wave after wave after wave after wave after wave of His glory. And He said that the people who are the worshipers are the ones who are ushering this in. And He said, those of you that aren't worshipers, He said, you're going to be blessed because you get to ride on the coattails of those who are doing the work. And He said, but you will be splashed on in a major way. Does that relieve you from the responsibility of overpowering your flesh to worship the Lord? No, it just means that you're here and you get to be a part of it. But it sure would help if you'd join in with us. There are many of you who have struggled in many areas of your lives. He says, you need to understand that what you have interpreted as a spiritual problem is really just a soul problem. For you see, this is how the devil works. His first level of attack will be in the area of your soul. He will do all he can to get you think that you have a problem, that you are addicted, that you cannot change, that this won't leave, that won't stop. Because if he cannot get you to first believe that in your soulish realm, he can never get you to open the door of your spirit for these things to sink roots. For this is how traditions and doctrines of man originate. And this is how deception takes place in the body of Christ and how many are led astray. If he can get you to believe that there is a spiritual problem with you, then you will be looking to me for a spiritual solution. But you must understand that the spiritual solution has already been deposited on the inside of you. For have I not said in my word, whom the Son sets free is free indeed? Therefore, the moment that you have accepted my Son as your Lord and Savior is the moment that you have been declared free. And so the devil must work on you in the area of your soul. And I would have you know tonight that many of the problems that those in my church experience are problems of the soul, not problems of the spirit. But you have been deceived into believing that they are problems of the spirit. But I say to you this night, you need to get alone with me and talk about these things that you perceive as problems. And let me begin to show you the roots of these things. And let me begin to show you where these things have anchored you down. Many of you will be surprised when you find out that what you thought was the root and what you thought was the anchor is really something else, and it's really somewhere else. But if you will give me the chance, I will begin to open your eyes and show you these things, and I will reveal to you how you have been deceived. Now, do not take this as condemnation, for it is not. Well, you see, this problem has existed for centuries, and you're not the first. But I do want you to know that I will show you the way to walk in the freedom that my Son died to give you. Come to me, and I will expose the deceived areas of your life. And I will show you how to walk in your freedom, says the Spirit of God. Your level of accountability is increasing. And I have spoken to you over and over and over and over many, many times about your walk with me. I've spoken to you over and over, over and over about what I need from you. You must understand that I am only as sovereign as you allow me to be. For there are too many in the body of Christ who have been terribly deceived by the devil into thinking that I will just move when I want to. But I would have you know this night, yes, and I would remind you of this. I am only as sovereign as you allow me to be. For to call me a sovereign God who only moves when he wants to makes me a respecter of persons, and yet you know otherwise in your spirit. For you to believe that I can do anything is wrong. For you see, I can only do in your life what you let me do. And as much as you let me, I can do anything. But to think that I will just do something when I decide to do it means that you think it is my choice to leave you the way you are until I decide to move. If you would only meditate on that thought, you would understand the foolishness of it. I can do anything. I can do everything. I am God. But you limit me by what you allow me to do in your life. But I say unto you, if you are sitting and waiting for me to do a great work in your life, you will continue to sit and wait and never see the great work. But if you will enter into my presence, then I will be able to do that great work, and you will see that great work. It is my desire to do great and mighty things through you in the lives of the people around you. If you let me, I will take you into realms of my glory that you have not even heard preached. I will take you into realms of my glory that will change you in ways that you have not conceived of. But if you do not let me do these things will not be accomplished. For you see, I move in your life to the degree of your life that you give me. And the more of you that you give me is the more of me that I am able to give to you. So if you want to see the power of my glory demonstrated in you, you must give yourself over to me. You must not hold anything back. For the days are coming when you will need as much of me as you can possibly receive. The days are coming when you are going to need the power of my glory active in your life at all times. And so I would remind you again this night, I am not holding back. I am not withdrawing. And I am not waiting to make a decision on your behalf. I have already made this decision, and I will give to you as much of me as you will let me. This is my sovereign decision, says the Spirit of the Lord. The attacks are increasing. Here are the areas where they're increasing. In response to where we have arrived, you know, I don't think I would take what I'm about to tell you lightly. For some people in this congregation, it could mean the difference between your physical life or death. We have reached a point in the realm of the Spirit where we have become a greater threat to the enemy than he has experienced in a long time in this area. And the attacks have increased. In fact, what has happened? He has diverted some of his forces from other areas to here. Now, I want you to right now physically look around this room. What you're seeing is the result of this attack. Not the people who are here. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just telling every one of you what's coming and what's happening now. How many of you know if you're walking down the street and a dog that's had its vocal cords cut out is coming after you, you won't know it until you've been bitten. That's what's happening. The attacks have come in through the back door. The Lord has warned about this, but some of you haven't paid too much attention. Now, here are the areas where the attacks are going to come. They're going to come in your finances. They're going to come in your physical. Well, they're happening in some cases more than in others. In your finances, in your physical body, and your family, and your traditions. Don't be surprised if you come across people from your past who are going to try and reinforce to you things that you have believed which were wrong. But they sounded so good and you really believed them. Because if Satan can get you to believe those things which are about to be uprooted, those things that are about to be dealt with in your life, if he can get you to reach back to those things and begin to cling on to them, it may set you back permanently and you may never go any further than where you are right now. You're going to have to turn back to that stuff. And there are some of you, there are some things that you have believed for a long time, and these things are, the ground has been loosened around the roots. And some stuff is about to be dug out. But you're actually resisting. And God says, you better spend some quality time with Him and put away everything everybody else is saying and listen to Him and get it right, because He's brought you to a place of truth. And for some, this is your last chance. You're either going to break through and go with Him, or become satisfied where you are, because this is it. You're stuck. Now, what's going to happen for some people? This is going to create conflict in the home. And this conflict is going to be over the traditions. In fact, the root of much of this conflict is going to be about what religion. It's a religious war. And God says, stop talking about what you think and spend some time with me and let me lead you, and you'll go forward. Now, in these attacks, oh, boy, if you could see this the way I see it. In these attacks, why do you think that it seems like stuff has gotten worse lately? Why do you think that? It's because reinforcements have been called in. Now, this is going to be different for each person, but this is what's going on. The first thing he wants to do is to get you out of here. And if that means just from regular attendance to sporadic attendance, if that's the best he can do, he'll be satisfied. But if he can take you out completely, he's going to rejoice. Because he knows that as a congregation, we have gone to another level of glory, and we are preparing to go into another level. And this scares him, because unlike God, he is not omnipotent. And unlike God, he is not omniscient. And unlike God, he is not omnipresent. And because of that, he is incapable of manifesting his power equally in all places at the same time. He has to divert his strength to attack wherever the body of Christ is becoming strong. These attacks are masked. They're cloaked. And few of you are seeing them for what they really are. You've wondered why it is that you just can't seem to get your act together. You need to understand there are demons who have been assigned to you to take you out. And God says, this day, your eyes are being opened to this. If you do nothing with it, then you're the one who is being foolish, and you have removed yourself from the fullness of what I can do. He says, you need to understand these things are not accidents, and your enemy does not care if innocent bystanders are also taken out. It doesn't matter to him. You are the goal. And he says, there are some of you who have been lulled into a sense of complacency. This is a form of attack. And you've reached a point to where you're not preparing yourself as much as you should for what it is that he's wanting you to do. He says, recognize this and realize that you are under attack. He said, this is serious. It's very serious. For in the natural, you can see your enemy, but in the realm of the spirit, you can't. But you need to know that attacks have been launched. There are those who will justify the change in their life. They will justify their lack of attendance with many good things, more pressing matters. However, I would say to those who have begun doing this, think closely to what's happened in your life as you have allowed these things to take you out. Think closely to how the attacks have increased and the discouragement in your life has increased. And you have at times felt waves of depression as though a blanket were laid over you. And he says, think closely to how this has progressed over the last several months. The Lord says, I am exposing to you the attack of your enemy. I am telling you today what he's doing in your life. He says, I have told you that I would do this. I told you in my word that my Holy Spirit would show you things to come, and today you're seeing things to come. only not with your natural eyes, but with your spiritual ears and your spiritual eyes. And he says, some of you are going to be presented with some opportunities that will seem very good. But some of those opportunities are actually going to be an attack, because the result of it is that it's going to take you away from here. This has happened to many people in the past. And in some churches, instead of pressing on, they have reached a place of congregational compromise, to where they have become more concerned with the masses than the Spirit. He says, you must keep your eyes on me, and you must realize that these things are not of me. And he says, you must also realize that I am not the source of you not being delivered. He says, you have failed to understand that through my Son, I have already provided your answer and your deliverance. But the attack has put blinders over your eyes, and you have failed to see this. But today I remind you of it, and today I shine the light on this. For you see, there have been many who have come into this place, and they have experienced my presence, but their pride has driven them out. They have refused to humble themselves before me. They think they have, but in reality, they are exalting themselves against my truth. I remind you again, the attack has increased. But then you should have already known that, because I have prophesied long ago, and I have told you this was coming. Do you not remember when I told you it was like a wave that was headed in your direction? Think back to what I have said to you over the months, and yes, even the last couple of years, I have warned you of coming attacks. Well, a wave of attack has come. And now I am telling you this day, you can withstand this, and you can overcome it, if you realize it is subtle, if you realize it is deceptive, if you realize it is an attempt of the enemy to pull you away from what I'm trying to do in your life. If you will begin to worship me, if you will begin to speak my word, you will begin establishing. And the only thing that I can tell you is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this: a person who's worshiping and a person who's speaking the word of God, and it's like as they do this, there's this glow that's surrounding them. It's God's glory. And he says, as you do this, you will be creating an envelope of my glory and my presence around you that will be a shield against these attacks. Those of you that have lost your joy, it will be restored. But take heed to what I am saying, for there are some of you, your enemy is trying to work you toward the point of physical death. He's trying to take you in that direction. Listen to what I am saying to you this day. I am exposing this day the attack that has been leveled against you. And I am telling you this day how to withstand and fight it off. If you do not listen to me, then you will reap what the enemy is trying to sow into your life. But I will still be working. I will still be working my work in those who will let me. And to those who will let me, know this, you are headed for the next level of my glory and presence. Prepare for the coming wave. Prepare for the coming wave. And again I say to you, prepare for the coming wave. For you are stirring up the waters of revival. You are stirring them up in a powerful way. If you only knew what you're keying into in your worship, if you only understood the fullness of what you're doing when you worship me, I have said this many times, and yes, I would put you in remembrance, for it has not been many days that I told you that in the services to come, I would speak more to you about your worship. For you see, your worship can take you into realms of my presence where you've never been. Now you have heard this, and you have heard this many times, but for many of you it has been head knowledge, it has not sunk into your spirit. And so I speak to you again and tell you, there are dimensions of me that can only be known through worship. You are tapping into those areas. You are opening doors of my presence that few churches have ever entered into. For you see, there have been many churches who have been stirred by their emotions. And yes, I have begun to move in their services by the Spirit. However, they have carried those services further with their emotions and actually turned away from what I was trying to do by my Spirit. In doing this, they have quenched the Spirit. And they have continued on in their emotions. And they have misinterpreted what they saw as being a move of me when it was nothing more than a move of their emotions. But I say unto you, your praise and your worship is not measured by what you feel. It is measured by what you do. For as you praise me and as you worship me, and as it is coming out of your spirit, you will move in the direction that I am leading. Your feelings are not to be the barometer of whether or not you're headed in the right direction. I'm telling you tonight, you are. Do not go by what you feel. For you see, your feelings will tell you not to worship. And there will be times when you will come together for services and you will have emotions that are suppressing the worship that wants to come out of your spirit. But I say unto you, ignore your feelings, ignore those emotions, and worship me in spite of how you feel. Release from your spirit the praise and the worship that rises up to my throne. As you continue to do this, both away from church and together, as in tonight, you will press deeper into me. You see, there are some people who are headed toward this church. They will experience one service of this worship, and they will be changed forever. Because there are those who have never experienced me the way they could have experienced me even this night. For they have been told that so much of what they've experienced has been me, but it hasn't been me. They have been told these things by people who truly believe they've experienced a move of me. But I say unto you, as you begin to saturate your services and this place with your worship, my presence will linger. My presence will be heavy, and there will be a heaviness of my anointing in this place. Oh, if only you could see hearts the way that I see hearts, you would understand. There are so many who are looking for this, and they have not been able to find it. There are so many who would feel a refreshing like they've never felt if they could just have experienced what happened here tonight, and they have never yet found it. However, there are those who are coming in this direction. There are those who will be here, and they will experience the refreshing that they have been looking for. And so again, I say to you what I have said before, do not forget your worship. Do not forget your praise. Praise me. Worship me. I inhabit the atmosphere you create with your praise and your worship. You will find me. You will experience me. I will be in this place.
For a while, here's what you can expect. You're going to have some difficulty differentiating between ministries from the perspective of who's right and who's wrong. What I'm seeing is ministries being raised up and ministries being brought down. And for a period of time, all their heads are going to be level. And it's going to be hard to differentiate who should I follow now. The Lord said, you deserve what you're getting because you've been following man far too long. He said, it's about time you learned how to follow me. For you see, even my apostle, Paul, said, follow me as I follow Christ. You say, well, of course, but they were following Paul. They were following Paul as he pointed them in my direction. And he says, for a period of time, there will be those that you have really trusted. But you see, you failed to understand my holiness when it comes to my gospel. And you've been deceived into believing that I actually condone compromise. You see, I have never condoned compromise. Not even under the law. Think back in my word. Do you remember the first man who was stoned to death? It was innocent what he did, picking up a few sticks. But it was compromise. And most in my body have accepted picking up sticks and welcomed such a doctrine into their homes and their lives. But I have not condoned it. And many of you have accepted a teaching that says, well, it's okay. You just spit out the sticks and keep the rest. Why did you ever put sticks in your mouth? Remember in my word, when I spoke of people who were dull of hearing, well, you may not appreciate this, but I have seen much dullness of hearing in my body. And you've put your faith in people, in part, because they told you they could make you rich. In part, because they were popular. In part because you like their personalities. There have been some you've rejected because you were told to reject them by your peers and you never examined what they were teaching. Well, in this time of shaking, you're going to be seeing some raised up and some put down. Those that are being raised up will not always fit the mold of what you have defined as a successful ministry. You have looked so long on the outward appearance, while I've been looking at the heart. And there are those who have wondered why I've waited so long to do certain things. Well, a lack of knowledge has caused people to ask that question. So I will tell you. It's because you haven't yet fully understood that I work through you. You've called me sovereign, and I am. But my sovereignty works through you. And I bring into manifestation my will through people. And now I will tell you why this shaking is taking place. It is because there are so many in my body who have made a decision to pay the price to get into my presence like never before. Many have made a decision to do this by faith because they were so hungry. They didn't know what else to do. And so when they heard someone say something like, "If you will pray in tongues, you will receive an edification." And so they began to pray in tongues, and they began to be edified. Well, you see, my word is true. Regardless of what your teachers have taught you, my word is true. And if I have told you that worship pulls you into my presence, then worship will pull you into my presence. If I've told you that praying in tongues will edify you, then praying in tongues will edify you. I cannot lie. And so, there are many, many, many in the body of Christ who have been pressing deeper into me, and because of that, the anointing that has been building up on the inside of them and has been released and is being released through them, it is an anointing of truth. When my truth is released and comes face to face with compromise and sticks, my truth will always prevail. This shaking is happening because my truth is being released in wave after wave after wave, and it's tearing down the compromise and the mixed gospel that has been presented for so long. Do not think I have just sat on my throne and let this happen without concern. I have watched and I have waited for this hour when there would be those who would let me work through them. It has begun, it is building, it is increasing. There are those, but I could tell you now who to watch and watch them come down. Is it because I don't love them? No. It is because I will not bless anything but truth. And so in the coming days, weeks and months, do not be shaken if the preachers that you have put your faith in suddenly don't seem to be as steady in their ministry as what they used to be. They're not losing their salvation, but the compromise is coming to an end. Now, I have spoken through many of my servants about these things. You are not the only ones to hear this. And there are some who have heard, and it has motivated them to press deeper into me. You see, when you press deeper into me and that anointing of truth begins to rise up on the inside of you, you will be able to know who's coming down just by virtue of listening to what they say. And it will not be some great surprise. Those who are going to be surprised are the ones who don't spend time in my presence. And I would say this to you. For too long, you've just sent your offerings in to ministries because you liked them. And I say to you this night, stop. Don't seek me with your emotions. Seek me with your spirit. And I say to you this night, if you will listen, I will tell you who to support and who not to support. For I support ministries through people. I do not rain money down from heaven. Why do you think they have been begging and 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 begging for gospel money to support their agendas? Again, mark my word. I will hold my body accountable for supporting ministries that I do not tell them to support. It's time for the money to dry up when the ministries aren't seeking me, but seeking their own personal gain. The anointing of truth is being released in greater fashion. And you can also expect persecution. You're going to be persecuted for truth. You're going to be persecuted for standing up for what is right. Please don't cave in. Please don't let their pressure cause you to compromise. If you will stay true to me, though it will be tough, you will come out on top. Please, please, listen to what I'm saying to you tonight. I am trying to pull people out of churches where they're being led astray and they're not listening to me. Do you honestly believe I want people in churches where truth is not being taught? Do you honestly believe that I want people in churches where the programs are more important than my presence? You've seen churches grow in massive numbers and you thought it was because I made it happen. And they've actually given me the credit. I don't receive it. It wasn't my presence that caused these churches to grow. It was the games they're playing. This night, there are ministries, I would have you know, that are working hard to shut me down, all the while preaching my son. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because I'm exposing their greed and their compromise. And because they have gained a voice through your forms of media, they're working hard to shut down those who are speaking the truth. They're criticizing, belittling, and doing their best to hold back. You've put your faith in so much of what man has done. I do not compromise my message. Please, please look in my word. Please look in my word and look what my son wrote. My son Paul, my son Peter, my son Jude, my son John. Please read what they wrote and take note of the fact that I never blessed compromise, ever. What is coming in the body of Christ is something that none of you have experienced. I said in my word that a shaking was coming, and you need to understand the shaking has begun. It's happening now. As you begin to get into my presence and listen to me, I will tell you where the money should go. I give through you. I will tell you where the money should go. And you need to know this. The ministries that are coming down, I have tried to warn them ahead of time what they were doing and they would not listen. I am not to blame for this. For you see, if you read in my word, you will find that people in churches had begun to esteem others to the point that even my servant Paul was criticized as no longer walking with me the way he was walking with me. It's because they didn't like how he came across. They did not like how he looked. He did not fit the mold they had created for what they called a minister. This is hard for some people. Very hard. Because so many have become so comfortable in their churches. I've said in my word that there is a rest in me that you can find. You see, I will not soothe your conscience, I will soothe your spirit. And it is out of the peace that is released into your spirit that your conscience will be soothed. Watch in the days to come. Watch at what happens. Watch at how they respond. There will be some who will listen. There will be some who are going to respond to my chastening, to my correction. You need to stop buying the books of the compromisers. You need to stop buying the tapes of the compromisers. I do not send forth a message of compromise. I do not care how big your library is. I don't care how many authors you've read. What I care about is what do you know of me? I am your answer. I am your only answer. I am everything for you. And if you will listen, if you will press deeper into my presence, the experience with me that you're going to have will go beyond anything you have ever known. And so again, I say to you, watch in the days to come. Watch in the days to come. Watch as ministries begin to come down, begin to shrivel, begin to shrink, as the churches begin to shrink, begin to reduce in size, because the anointing of my truth is being released through those who are paying the price. And my presence is going to be experienced. Prepare your hearts. Prepare your hearts. Come to me and ask me, and I will show you where the compromise exists. I will show you where it's been sown into your own life, and I will help you change it. And I would also say this to you. In the days to come, those who have ears to hear and are listening, you will hear more and more words like this come forth. But there is a further warning. Those in churches where the leadership does not have an ear to hear, these words will not come forth. And that is a dangerous place to be. I am still God. I am still in power. I am still moving. And my love will be known. I am coming soon.
The Lord gave me a little vision, and it was a couple. I don't know, they might have been in their 30s, maybe early 40s, but young looking if they were. And it was as though that they were looking all over, and they had this really concerned look on their face, And they were, what they were looking for is truth. And they were looking, trying to find it. And it was though I could hear what they were thinking in their hearts. Can't we find it anywhere? Where is it? Where can you find truth? And they were hungry for the Lord. And it wasn't just that couple, but it was like the Lord said, it's that couple, but they represent more people than you can imagine in the body of Christ that are hungering for truth. They're trying to find something that's real. And we have a responsibility to give it to them. It's at times like this that I am here to meet needs. It's so sad when people don't let me meet their needs. For you see, in times like this, it's through your worship that you receive what it is I'm here to give you. And then it was though he let me see what he was doing. Like he was walking through the congregation, and as he would come up to someone, he looked in their heart to see if they were worshiping him. And those who were worshiping him, he was able to reach into and minister to. But those who weren't worshiping from their heart, he had to walk on to the next person. If my people would only understand the value of worship and what it brings about in your life, then my people would worship me more. But because so few have worshiped me long enough to understand what I can do in that worship, they don't worship. And there are so many that demonstrate as though they're worshiping, but there's nothing coming from their hearts. They're simply going through the motions. I cannot work in a heart that goes through the motions. But when you pour your heart out in worship, I can work in you and through you. And I can work change in your life. For he said unto you, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But there are so few who understand what abundant life means. You see, religion has taught you to look at abundant life from the natural perspective. But my son was speaking from the spiritual perspective. You see, man can do a lot of things to have an abundant life in the natural. Man can perform a lot of things to produce an abundant life in the natural. But the life I speak of, and the life he told you of, is an abundant life from the spiritual perspective. So few of my children have really understood what it means to have an abundant spiritual life. The birth of my son was only the beginning. And I would put forth this challenge to you this day. Let me take you into the place of abundant life. Well, you see, if you're born again, you have my life. But you need to understand what it's like to have my life abundantly. And I say to you this day, make a determination in yourself that from this day forward, you are going to pursue the abundant spiritual life that my son spoke of. I say to you this day, look at this day as a new beginning for you, as a new start, as a fresh start. And begin looking at your life in me completely differently. different than you have in the past. In fact, I would say to you, start looking at your life as though you don't understand what it means to have abundant spiritual life. And from that starting point, start diligently seeking to understand the abundant spiritual life. Think of it as though that you don't know as much as you think you do. And start pursuing me with everything that is in you. And let me show you what it means to live the abundant spiritual life. I will take you there if you'll let me. I am your Father, and I want you to know everything about what I have given to you, about the life that I have released into you. So follow me. Make this day a new day. Make this day a new beginning for you, and follow me. And I will take you into the abundant spiritual life, says God.